so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Good morning.
Where have you been?
Oh, I went into Pixley to pick up the Sunday paper.
Well, that was a waste of time.
What do you mean?
Well, aren't all the saloons closed in Pixley on Sunday?
All I went for was the paper.
Oh, well, that's what you used to say when we lived in New York. You used to go out for the Sunday papers, and you came back on Monday with a red nose and a pocket full of olives.
Lisa, where did you ever get the idea that I was such a big drinker?
Watching you belting down the martinis.
Well, I am not.
Oh. Can I have the funny papers, please?
Well, there you are.
Thank you. And the society section.
Right there.
Thank you.
Morning, Mama. Morning, Papa.
Will you please keep your clammy lips off of me?
Boy, he's in a horrible mood this morning. The saloons must have been closed in Pixley. Can I have the TV section? And I'll take the financial page, too. I want to see if my debentures are dry yet.
What does that mean?
That means he has bad debentures.
Hey, can I have the sports section, too?
All right, now will you two settle down and read? I'd like to have a quiet Sunday morning by myself here, if I may.
Well, Happy Hooligan is funny today.
Happy?
The fellow with the tin can on his head?
They haven't published Happy Hooligan and...
Hey, guess what? Red Grange scored 3 touchdowns yesterday.
Red Grange? He hasn't played in...
Martin Jeff is funny, too.
Say, what paper are you two reading?
The same one you're reading.
Well, I'll be a...
What's the matter?
Admiral Byrd reaches a South Pole. That's impossible, huh? Oh, I see. This is an anniversary issue. Yeah, what they've done is print some of the big stories of the past 50 years, along with some of the big stories of the present.
Then I don't have to send a bon voyage basket.
To whom?
Mrs. Vanderbilt. She's sailing on the Lusitania tomorrow.
Send one anyway.
How much do you want to spend?
I don't... Hey, here's an interesting comparison. The Wright brothers... And the first spacewalk on the moon.
I didn't know the Wright brothers walked on the moon.
They didn't. They were the first Americans to fly an airplane.
Oh, yeah. It was called the Spirit of St. Louis.
No, that was Lindbergh.
And he walked on the moon?
Look, don't you two know anything about history?
I don't know why they printed anything about the feller walking on the moon. That's not so great.
Not so great? It's the greatest scientific achievement in history.
Dinky Watson did it before anybody else.
Dinky Watson?
You know, my little friend, the 11-year-old electronic genius. A couple of months ago, he built himself a rocket ship and went to the moon.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't have something about it in the papers here.
Oh, it was a big secret. Dinky said if his dad found out about it, he wouldn't let him go.
Oh, I can understand that.
Did he take any pictures on the moon?
No, ma'am, he broke his camera.
He broke his camera.
Well, the other guys broke theirs.
Look,
Hey, he brought back some moon rocks. Would you like to see them?
Oh, I'd love to.
Lisa, he doesn't have any.
I'll call him and tell him to bring one over. Call in Dinky Watson. Call in Dinky Watson.
Would you mind telling me what you think you're doing?
Calling Dinky on this ring radio he built.
Look, Eb, will you...
Excuse me. Hello, Dinky? This is Eb. Would you bring one of your moon rocks over to show the Douglases? Good. Over and out.
What the?
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Yeah.
Hi, Eb.
Hi, Dinky.
Boy, what a keen go-kart.
Yeah, I just finished building it.
Does it run on batteries?
No, solar energy.
Solar energy?
Yes, sir. You see, the rays are picked up on this, and then they're converted into electricity to power this washing machine motor. I can do 30 when it's on spin dry.
Wow-wee!
Here's that moon rock you wanted to see, Eb.
Oh, let me see. This is what they look like.
Yes, sir.
Picked it up on the moon, eh?
Yes, sir.
Flew to the moon in your own spaceship?
You should have seen it.
Oh, I'd love to, yeah. You happen to have it around anywhere?
No, sir. On the way back, it landed in Simpson Swamp and it sank.
What a shame.
It sure was. All the time and money he put into building it.
I got the plans out of Popular Mechanics.
Now, why didn't the government think of that?
I don't know. They do things their way, and I do things mine. Would you like to buy my moon rock?
Oh, it's for sale?
Yes, sir. I only want $14 for it.
Oh, now I see. This whole story is just to raise $14, huh?
He needs the $14 for materials for his new infrared laser beam.
What does that do?
I can't tell until I get the $14 to build it.
Well, Dink, I think you're going to have to get your financing somewhere else. Thank you.
Don't worry, Dinky. I think I know somebody who would love to buy your moon rock.
You bought the rock from Dinky.
Well, he's the only one I know who's selling moon rocks.
But Lisa...
It only cost $14.
It's not worth 14 cents. It's just a rock he picked up somewhere.
On the moon.
He wasn't a... He's just a kid with an overactive imagination.
I believe him.
Lisa, if you want to believe that Dinky picked that rock up on the moon, you go right ahead. Lisa, will you turn out the light?
Well, I want to look at my rock.
That's all you've been doing all day, staring at that stupid thing.
And it's fascinating to think that this came from out of this world.
Yeah, I can see where you would have quite an affinity for a thing like that.
What does that mean?
Oh, nothing. Please, turn out the light.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Well, they say that if you sleep with a moon rock under your pillow, you have 15 years of good luck.
Who says?
I can't remember his name.
Could it have been Flash Gordon?
That's the one.
The light.
Good night, dear. Sound like beep, 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 beep.
Would you please go to sleep?
Yes, dear. Oliver, you're beeping again.
That's not me. What is that?
Oliver! It's coming from this.
Oh, that's ridiculous. It couldn't...
And you didn't believe it was a moon rock?
Oh, it's not a...
Well, did you ever hear of an Earth rock beeping like this?
Oh, look, Dinky's probably got some kind of an electronic gadget in here. Oh, I think I know. You remember that ring that Eb had? Hello, Dinky. This is Mr. Douglas. It's a very funny joke, but would you mind shutting off the beep so we can get some sleep? Thank you.
Night.
Night.
All right, Dickie, how do you do it?
Do what?
Make the rock beep.
I didn't make the rock beep.
It was probably calling to its mother on the moon.
Will you stay out of this? All right, now come on. A joke's a joke. What did you put in here? One of those little radio receivers that...
No, sir, I didn't put anything in it. That's just the way I picked it up on the moon.
Now, Dickie, I'm not going to ask you to give back my wife's $14. I just want you to tell me what you have in here that makes it beep.
Nothing.
Well, there's one way to find out about it.
Boy, they sure make those moon rocks to last.
Try this.
Ooh! You didn't even make a dent in it. Now do you believe him?
No, I don't!
Well, Mr. Douglas, how are you?
Fine, fine, Doctor. Fine.
And how's that beautiful wife of yours?
She's fine, too.
I'm sorry to hear that. Business hasn't been too good lately. I heard that on one of those TV medical shows.
Hey, yeah.
This patient came in with severe intravenous congelitis.
Ooh, what's that?
I don't know. They make up their own diseases. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, doctor, I want you to take a look at this for me.
Well, that's a pretty nice gallstone. Did you take it out yourself?
No. It's not a gallstone. I want you to x-ray it for me.
Is it sick?
No. You see, there's something peculiar about it. It beeps at night.
There's been a lot of that going around.
Look, I'm serious. I heard it beep.
Why don't you stand behind the machine, put the rock on your head, and we'll kill two birds with one stone?
Doctor, I know it sounds a little nutty, but it does beep. You see, it's supposed to be a rock that came from the moon.
Let me take your temperature.
Now, please, just x-ray the rock for me. You know, I'm sure there's some kind of a mechanism in there that makes it beep and,
Okay, if it'll make you feel better.
Well?
Nothing in it. It's all rock.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Well, that's impossible. I heard it beep.
I'll tell you what. The beeping will stop in a couple of days if you just take two of these every hour.
There was nothing in it?
Nope.
Now maybe you believe it's what Dinky said it was.
I'll never believe that. It's got to be some kind of a trick.
All right. How does it work?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Howdy.
Hello there, Mr. Haney.
Hello, Mrs. Douglas. Gosh, all hemlock. You look as pretty as a rabbit with silver-lined ears.
Why, thank you, Mr. Haney.
Never mind the flattery, Mr. Haney. We're not going to buy anything.
Mr. Douglas, how can you stand there with your gallstone in your hand and say a thing like that?
Oh, that's not a gallstone. That's a moon rock.
Oh, may I see it, please?
Mr. Haney...
I'm afraid this is just a cheap imitation.
Imitation?
Yeah, see, it says right there, made in Japan.
Made in? I don't see
why. I hope you didn't pay too much for that.
$14?
What a shame, when for just a few dollars more, you could have bought yourself a genuine moon rock.
Oh, and I suppose you have it.
Well, I just might. Let's take a look. In luck. I happen to have a very fine selection today.
You mean these are all moon rocks?
Well, now, I'd be fibbing if I'd said they was. Them two big ones are Mars rocks.
Mars rocks?
Hurled at me by an unfriendly flying saucer.
Oh, boy.
They don't look like the ones we have.
That's because most of these come from the dark side of the moon.
Oh. How were they found?
With a flashlight.
Oh, you...
Oliver, maybe we ought to buy one in case the one we have isn't real.
Oh, buy one? You can pick them up anywhere. Here.
Oh, may I see that? Just as I thought. Made in East Germany.
Mr. Haney, I'm losing my...
Now, since you folks seem to have a hobby of collecting space stones, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you have all of these, including the two Mars rocks, for $87. And I'll throw in this pile of moon dirt that was dug up from a crater in the Sea of Tranquility.
I wouldn't give you $5.
Do I hear seven?
Seven?
Sold.
Mr. Haney, we don't want any of your grubby granite. Now, just take it and get out of here.
Very well. May I have my dollar, please?
For what?
Well, the admission to the moon exhibit is 50 cents apiece.
Beat it! Lisa, did you...
Oliver, Mr. Haney wasn't telling the truth.
Hmm?
It doesn't say made in Japan on this rock.
Of course it doesn't.
Oh, that it must be the real thing.
Yeah. Lisa, I have had that silly rock up to here. I haven't been able to do any work all day. Now what?
Hello there, Arnold.
Well, that's all I need. The Tiny Tim of the hog set.
He came over here to take a look at the moon rock.
Maybe you can sell it to him and get your $14 back.
Don't pay any attention to him. He's a sorehead. That's right. Take a good look at it, Arnold. Do that again. Oliver!
What's the matter?
Arnold is talking to the rock.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
And the rock is answering him.
Lisa, I think you flipped your... No, I flipped mine.
Now, how do you explain that?
I'm not even going to try. Look, I left the city so I could get away from the insanity of living there. I bought a farm... So I can have peace and quiet. What do I end up with? A pig talking to a rock. Will you two stop that? I mean, I'm getting out of here before I become a gibbering idiot.
Oh, would you mind closing the door so I can knock?
Why don't you just come in?
Then how would you know who it is?
Somebody will tell me.
Oh.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Kimball.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Douglas. What are you doing here?
I live here.
Oh, that's where I am.
Mr. Kimball, would you...
I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
Oh, no. Arnold was just talking to my moon rock.
Oh?
Maybe you'd like to talk to it.
Gee, I never talked to a moon rock before, but... Hello there, moon rock. Not very friendly, is it?
It is to Arnold.
I have to be dreaming, or am I coming unhinged?
What strange it would just beep at Arnold.
Yes, it is.
Well, when we first got it, it just beeped at night.
Oh, well, my aunt had a rocket beeped at night. No, that was my uncle that beeped. No, he didn't beep, he burped. Well, you see, he ate this heavy food and it,
I know the feeling.
What feeling?
The one he gets when he...
How'd you manage to cop this, Mr. Douglas?
What do you mean, cop it?
Well, the space agency had a traveling exhibit of moon rocks the astronauts brought back on display at the state capitol.
Oh?
If I remember correctly, one of them looked exactly like this.
I wonder.
You wonder what?
Well, it's just possible that Dinky took...
Oliver, what a terrible thing to accuse somebody of.
Lisa, I have never believed that wild story Dinky told us about how he got the rock. I never believed it's a moon rock. But if it is, then Mr. Kimball's idea makes sense.
It does? Say, I better ask for a raise.
Yeah, you ask for a...
What are you going to do?
I'm going to call a space agency and ask them if one of their moon rocks is missing. Oh, you dirty rock, you.
No, ma'am. Our astronauts did not see your mother on the moon. What?
Yes, I'll be sure to tell the next crew that goes up there to look for her. You're welcome, and thank you for calling. What is there about the moon that brings out all the dingbats? Hello, NASA Public Relations Office, Wilson speaking.
Hello. Yes, my name is Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Yes, sir. How may we help you?
Well, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you have all of your moon rocks?
Yes, sir. Do you have all of yours?
I beg your pardon?
And no offense. Just why did you want to know?
Well, it's possible that I may have a moon rock.
Oh? And just how did you acquire it?
Well, there's this boy in town who claims he built a rocket and went to the moon. And he brought back this rock, which he sold to my wife for $14.
Well, I think she got a good buy. We figure that our rocks cost us about $48 million apiece.
Yes, well, I don't want you to think I believe this silly story. But there is something strange about this rock.
What's that?
It beeps at night.
It's a night beeper. It doesn't beep during the day.
Yes, it did beep at Arnold a little while ago.
Arnold? Is that your wife?
No. Arnold's a pig. He oinked at the rock, and the rock beeped back.
The pig oinked at the rock, and the rock beeped back. Would you care to take this call?
Look, can I ask you something? What would make a rock beep?
Well, I would say about 3 martinis.
Look, I don't want any sarcasm now. This rock does beep.
Or maybe somebody put something in it.
No. I took it to the doctor and had it x-rayed.
What kind of a doctor?
Well, general practitioner.
That's where you made your mistake. You should have taken it to a rock doctor.
Look, I called you in good faith. Now, can you help me or not?
I think we can. Why don't you call 555-2368?
Now, what is that?
Alcoholics Anonymous. Goodbye.
Hello? Hello? You... miserable.
Oliver!
What?
You better come down and see what's happening. The rock is oinking at Arnold, and Arnold is beeping at the rock.
Great!
Well, aren't you coming down?
Never, never, never! Does it?
What are you going to do?
Get rid of this.
Oh, but Oliver.
Either this rock goes or I go.
But where would you go at this time of the night?
Have we got a cardboard box big enough to hold this?
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to mail it to Houston and let NASA worry about it.
Very interesting. Where did this come from?
Some fellow in Hooterville sent it. He called a couple of days ago and said he had a moon rock.
He's right. It is a moon rock.
But Dr. Stoddard, it can't be. This joker said it beeped.
He said what?
That the rock beeped. He was obviously stoned. No pun intended, sir.
Wilson, you have security clearance, don't you?
The very highest, sir.
Come here. What those are?
Well, those are some of the rocks that our astronauts collected on their mission.
Right. Simulated moonlight.
But Dr. Stoddard, I didn't know that the rocks...
Nobody knows except you and me and the president. And he doesn't feel the public is ready for it.
Thank you. This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.